No, I've become well trained now. I usually leave it for a minute or two after.
Thanks for the email. I'm just literally working through that now. I hope you got the email saying that I wasn't able to do that before our session. To everybody. Okay, do you want to focus on that email first?
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the things that I wanted to just ask us as we sort of moving along with this, and one thought that I had was, having done a sort of, since the last session we had, quarterly session, I sort of immersed myself in some background reading and, you know, on these subjects and what have you. So I think I'm starting to get where all this fits in,
right,
to producing an overall sort of business stroke marketing plan.
Okay.
And the one thing I wanted to just ask today, maybe this will be the session today, was to say, in terms of defining a target market, I understand, or a niche market, actually, whichever we want to call it, I understand that. And this situation that we've put down here in trying to look at this, what I'm probably interested in today is just to see, get your reaction in terms of what we've, what I've written in this email, to
right,
see if the thinking and the process is right. Because one thing that's dawned on me, I think this is the reason why I've struggled to sort of get a niche market, is just to the element of, well, I've picked this market on reflection. We've not kind of discovered it, so to speak,
right,
in saying that, crikey, we think we've got a market here or a niche that is really productive. And what I want to do with Sheila is, on Thursday, we're going to sort of get our heads together and just look at what we think are niche markets that might be available to us in terms of identifying them. But what I'd like to say here is, whether this process is right, because although I've picked this, and this may be well be something that we've, you know, we go with and,
yes,
and we like the look of, but it just, I just feel it's a bit contrived because I've picked out, you know, business owner 60-65. Why have I done that? Well, I've got to pick a niche market, and that's the best one I can come up with off the top of my head type of thing. And it's driven by that. Whether, in fact, it's the right thing to do, and it makes a start, and we go for that area. But, you know, if somebody said to me, well, why have you picked it? Well, you know, I've got to pick something and get started somewhere is the answer, rather than kind of saying, well, you know, we've got loads of clients in this area, and I think it's a gold mine.
Right.
You know, it's just something that we've prompted. But what I hope to do maybe today is to say, well, of the things that I've put down here, you might say, well, you're on the right track, or you need to be thinking in a different way as you go through this process.
Understood. Okay, I think I understand the questions. Let me try and answer it, and if I've got it wrong, you need to stop me.
Yeah. Sure.
Let's just take a couple of steps back about, as far as your niche market is concerned, and just review again why niche market at all.
Yeah.
And then what? Okay. So if you've got a pen there, why bother with niche marketing at all? Why approach business in that way?
Yeah.
What is it that signals to you this could be a good niche market?
Yeah.
And then next, how do you go about identifying a niche market right for you,
yeah,
not for somebody else, and then how do you go about working with the niche market?
Yeah, yeah.
And actually getting them to talk to you.
Yeah, indeed.
All right.
Yeah.
So the why, first of all, is, and there's all sorts of controversy around this subject, because it is just one of eight business strategies.
Sure.
What I have found in talking to people in my industry and in other professional advisory industries, not financial services, is that almost without exception, those people that narrow their target market discussions save years of their time and get to their business goals faster.
Yeah,
that's the crude answer to why.
Yeah.
The reason behind that is because if you don't go for the other seven business strategies, like dominating a locality like Nigel Barker-Smith, who is, you know, who is the man in Morley, Leeds, okay, and is doing, you know, and has got 40 clients paying £100 a month. It's a nice little starter as a recurrent income business. And so, but he's chosen to dominate a particular locality.
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't go for one of the other seven, then, and you're looking at niche, then this is why this is so important. What a niche does, it is allows you to talk to an incestuous group of people within whose communication it is much easier to become well known. So the more incestuous the group and the grouping, the more easy it is for them to bandy you around as a name and as a brand. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is that by going for a tightly knit group, let's call it that for the moment, a tightly knit group, it is easier to define the answer to the question, how do I reach them? Now let me give you a bad example of that. So I heard of somebody yesterday who, outside of this business, but in an advisory business profession, wanted to talk to or give advice to young adults, young single adults who were still stuck at home. Okay, at home young adults who really should be moving out and were wondering how the heck do I do that because I'm scared. Now, interesting market, really difficult to reach them because how the heck do you identify, was the question, whether in that house there is a young adult sitting on his backside or her backside, not bothering. How do you identify that group? Because they certainly don't talk to each other, because they're actually embarrassed to talk to each other. They don't want to tell their mates that, you know, I'm a Wally and I'm still with my mum and I'm too scared to move out. So they end up not talking to each other as a group, therefore reaching them is a nightmare. Because you've got to discover where they are. So if you choose a market, you must choose it with the question, and how do I reach them easily? So unless your niche market enables that easy movement, then it's not a cleverly smart market. So turn that on its head. One of the reasons for going for a niche market is if you get the right one for you, it is because it is much easier for you to reach them quickly and cost effectively. Does that make sense?
It does, and I think I buy into that because if you look at the other seven options, that almost they delete themselves, don't they, in most cases?
Yeah, unless you are, say, unless you've chosen, for example, a Hargreaves Lansdown business strategy, which has worked absolutely brilliantly as far as the market's concerned, and as far as the client's concerned, which is, you know, we have a marketing operation here, which has a very finite list of products, and you can buy our products as long as they all look like an ISA. You know, it's that kind of Ford black car example.
Indeed.
It's a very slick business operation with a fabulous technology foundation to it, and the public love it. It's just absolutely brilliant. Advisors hate it because they don't understand what's happening there. They don't want to be a financial planning you know, wealth management arm. They want to be a marketing shop. So, coming back to niche marketing, so why is niche marketing so brilliant? Well, if you get it right, then by default, you are able to reach the market more easily. And you know where the next question is. You know who the gatekeepers are to that market. Now, if your target chosen market doesn't have any gatekeepers, then it's going to make life much more difficult for you.
I'm with you.
So if you are choosing a market and you think, oh, that's really clever, that I've got it really fine out, you've got to ask the question, who the heck can help me get there faster? And if the answer is nobody, then you think, this is interesting. I'm making life quite difficult for myself. The next why is because you can dominate the market you've chosen if you've chosen the right niche market. You can become the singular name. I'll give you an example. Easy example for you to understand and recognize. Brett Davidson got to this fee transition market before I did.
Yeah, sure.
Therefore, without question, I cannot compete against Brett on a basis of we are fee transition specialists.
Yeah.
Because the market already has Brett Davidson written all over their forehead.
Yeah.
You know, that's the man.
Yeah.
I cannot compete head on head with Brett. He's 3 years ahead of me.
Yeah.
So he's dominating that market.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to compete against him because I lose.
Yeah.
Not because he's better than, but because he got there with a brand and a solution faster and dominates the market.
I see.
Very clever stance. So yeah. I've had to choose a different route to my market with a different set of messages. And it's taken me a while to work it out. Now it's really clear and I'm starting to communicate it much more with greater clarity. And you're facing the same problem with your whatever choice you make.
Yeah.
Can I dominate this market with clarity?
Yeah.
The final question that is behind the why that you need to write down is,
yeah.
Is there evidence of this market spending to solve this problem?
Right, yeah.
Okay, now, I would try and ask all of you to avoid being pioneers.
Yeah.
So, the why behind niche is because I have found evidence that this market is already spending money to solve their problems.
Yeah.
Makes life a lot easier for you. But it also provides a why bother niching in the first place.
Yeah, I see.
Are you with me on those points so far?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
The what then is, what that means is I have to choose a market which meets those whys. So I have to choose a market working backwards where without pretending or guessing or making it up as I go along or spinning a lie to myself, there is evidence that they're out there spending money on solving this kind of problem.
Yeah.
If they're not, then I have to ask myself the question, why aren't they doing that?
Yeah.
And is it because they just don't see any examples of the solution there, or they don't know where to turn?
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm in an education process, which is actually going to make life longer and more expensive for me, but it is possible.
Yeah.
You know, there are educators, financial planners out there who are educating the market.
Sure, yeah.
But it's hard work, it can be done, but it is hard work. So, working backwards again, let's say your target market is, I'm just changing it slightly to 55-year-old people or 50 to 55-year-old people who are getting tired and want to sell the business sometime.
Yeah.
Then who's the gatekeeper that would help me get to them?
Yeah.
All right, now you need to think about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where do they go and who could put me in front of them?
Yeah.
In your case, if you're playing with the I'm getting really fed up and tired, what's my exit strategy?
Yeah.
You need to ask the question, and it may not be the only route, but you have to ask the question. So who are the exit strategy advisors to this market in my geographical location?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And you've got to find an answer to that. Is it an accountant? Is it a solicitor? Is it an exit strategy consultant who actually markets himself as that in this geographical area?
Yeah. Probably.
How do they do it? And therefore they become your gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Okay, going back to before exit strategy, could I dominate the market? If you got it right, you could. You could become the name in your area.
Yeah.
As long as the other factors fit into place.
Yeah.
And how would I reach them is the one before gatekeepers. Have you thought about how you're going to reach them easily?
Yeah.
Why this market makes... So, do those make sense?
They do, yeah. Those are very good, yeah.
Why don't you hold that... And there are others, there really are, but I don't want to kind of swamp you right now.
No, sure.
But really, Eric,
Overriding
all of that, there has to be a problem that hurts them.
Yeah.
Sure. If there's no problem, then you're going to be selling a solution to a problem that actually doesn't exist.
Yeah, indeed.
And that's, you know, Sony Walkman did it before the MP3 players came aboard. Nobody actually ever thought about, you know, doing what you did on Sony Walkman. It was a bit of a joke.
Sure, yeah.
iPad are doing it where nobody, you know, many of the cynics said, well, you know, there isn't actually a need for this in the market. Nobody's desperate for this product. Why are you bothering?
Yeah.
So they've created a market, but that's really hard work. So let me take those questions with you and then just hold those up against your marketplace. Do you want to work through that with me in that fashion? Tell me about how what you've chosen meets any of those points. You want to go through that?
Yeah, that's great. That's fine. I suppose the first question, so looking at those criteria, have we got, just in, this is in terms of my email, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of access to the market, I guess would be the first criteria. So I'd probably say here that we have got access to the market because this type of information is available, isn't it, in the sense of databases and compilation of information. So if I want to look up, you know, 60 to 65 year olds under this criteria, I can do that.
Okay.
And I can get a list of 1,000 names.
Okay.
So in that sense, I have got some access.
Right. So there's targeting database using targeted databases. What other access to the market might there be?
Other access would be through accountancy connections.
Okay.
That would be a way in as well.
Right.
There may be, I'm trying to think of, one thing I thought of was, again, looking at sort of groups where, I think the difficulty with this one was, I was trying to think of groups where they might come together.
Yes.
Sort of watering holes where they all meet.
Uh-huh.
And I was struggling a little bit on that one.
Yes.
Because I'm not quite sure. You know, unless you're looking at Chamber of Commerce or something of that sort, maybe that might be another area.
Okay. That's a possibility. You might find the 50 to 55-year-olds, you know, meeting and mumbling and, you know, sharing their woes with each other at Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I tended to feel there was, through accountants and direct access, there was some... You could actually touch them in that, you know, in that sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder also if there are existing clients or could be existing clients who are in that mentality themselves.
Yeah.
And therefore tend to gravitate towards others who are in that mentality.
Yeah.
Because they end up mumbling about the same problems.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that?
I think that's very likely because we've had one or two instances where people who, clients who fall into this category have then referred one or two cases on to us.
Right.
Similar, because I suppose the age factor in reality is they will have people of a similar ilk and age who may also come into this as well.
Yes, yes.
So you've got sort of centres of influence maybe relevant there.
All right. Yeah. I'm just picking at something here.
Yeah.
Help me understand two things. Working backwards on your target market number one.
Yeah.
Business turnover 1.5 million per annum. That's a minimum, is it, or is that average, or what is that?
No, I thought I'd put that in on the basis that I believe, without sort of any evidence, that dealing with people of this sort of, or businesses of this level, sort of rules out the very smaller businesses.
I got you, okay.
Which can be a bit of hard work.
Yeah, it can be. Now, what about maximum size that you're able to cope with in terms of your professional skills and service levels?
Well, I think that goes up to quite a high level because although the business is... I kind of differentiate, you know, even if somebody's got a £50 million business and they run that, the director or owner of the business is still in the same position.
Right.
With the same kind of problems.
Okay.
And albeit he's got a bigger ship to steer.
Right. So this is going to be the controlling director or directors.
Yeah, it has to
okay.
be, yeah.
description. All right, so... So we're looking at So I can cope with one. I prefer to cope with 1.5 million above, and I can cope with those businesses that actually might be quite significantly higher than that.
Yeah.
Assets available for management now. What's driven the 200k?
Well, the only reason for putting that in was to say that if we're trying to aim for a minimum fee of 2,000 per annum,
got it.
Then that's got to be in at that level.
Yeah. So assets match. Minimum fee. Yep, got you. All right. Location, is that to do with the wealth of the location, or is that to do with your travel, or what?
I think that's to do with travel. I mean, okay. I did plug into a database and just had a look at businesses over 1.5 million on a 25-mile radius, and there were 7,000.
Okay. I don't need 7,000.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought within that there might be some which... So I thought that was just a reasonable sort of travel if need be.
Controlling director, because they are in control, therefore they can make the decisions, blah blah blah, and also they're likely to have the asset value, and so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Income level, why was that important to you as part of your overall strategy?
Yeah, I think that's the most sort of vague one.
Okay,
you know, that's just a figure that's plucked out of nowhere, really.
Yeah.
But again, it might go back down to sort of how the individual structured or ability to pay, that type of thing.
Yeah, okay. Very criterion. Okay. All right, and age 6 is 65. Now, why that particular age?
Well, I thought that from experience with people that we've, the clients that we've got who fall into this category, that's, I think, the type of age where they are definitely looking to move the business on.
Okay.
Or pass it on.
All right.
And they are, I tend to feel at that age as well, they are also wanting a change in life, in that fact that where they were perhaps a little bit, you know, quite dynamic in building a business,
yes,
they're now not as sort of mentally agile, if that's the right word, and they're looking to sort of just wind down, really.
Sure,
on that side.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so it's catching that quite emotional stage in their life where, you know, whatever they've done in the past is just not what they want to do anymore.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense to me. Now, of those, which of those do you think you would want to communicate openly rather than just use as a filter internally?
So
in your marketing communication, wherever that might be and however it might be communicated, which of those do you think you'd really want to be articulated clearly to the world rather than just something you might use as an internal barometer?
In terms of those categories on target
I think
to that age group is relevant in that section.
So you're gonna be using language that says you've come to the end of decades of hard work, and you're really beginning to think, well, you know, what now? Where's my life heading? And you're just fed up with the stress of this, that, and the other, and you're wondering what's the route out of this, or what's the succession route, and you're really not quite. Yeah, so it's all those kind of questions you want to throw out.
Yeah,
and you have a minimum of £200,000 in various places.
Yeah,
that you're wondering how this should be structured for the future. Blah blah blah. So I think you can be very clear about the 200k. So you run a business, it's typically 1.5 million, you have this sitting around in different kind of investments and pensions, but you're of the age now where this is how you think, this is how you feel. Is it that kind of message you're looking at?
Yeah, I think so.
I think, in my view, is you would be, it would be appropriate, it's just a view, we need to test it, to communicate 200k, to openly communicate controlling director, to openly communicate 25 miles, and to openly communicate certainly 1 million turnover.
Yeah.
And the rest, I think, might come in the definition of the problem.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
You're at an age when.
Yeah.
So they might be 50 to 55 and be absolutely blooming exhausted.
Yeah.
And just had enough.
Yeah.
So I think those can be openly communicated, and I think that would narrow down your market drastically.
Yeah.
And would signal to them, this guy specialises.
yeah.
in us. Yeah. Now, I think your next... I really like your next list.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at our time. We've got about 2 or 3 minutes. I think your exercise for the summer, yeah. certainly for the next 6 weeks, is this. What I would like to see from you by email is just 3 of those problems.
Okay.
Now, yeah. now that's actually harder than 20.
Mm.
yeah. Yeah. What's great is you've got kind of, you've spewed out this list of 20 plus.
Yeah.
My challenge for you is I can't digest that.
No.
In that 20 plus are 3 that you need to pick out as key ones.
Yeah.
Your ability to spot that is a test for you as the leader and the marketeer.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of your goal for
yeah.
coaching.
Yeah.
Your solutions, I haven't read them.
No.
But here's your test also.
Yeah.
I don't believe, as your future client, that you are brilliant at all of those. Because
right.
even if you were, I still wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is to be very clear to yourself, first of all, in writing, and then eventually we'll communicate it externally.
Yeah.
Which of those am I genius at in terms yeah. of solution provision?
Yeah.
And which of those am I actually just good at and competent at that I might delegate or outsource internally or externally?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Even if I don't have the resource to do that yet,
yeah.
that's really where I should be thinking.
Right.
Does that make sense as
yeah,
a question?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't help you communicate 12 geniuses
no.
and solutions. I can help you communicate 3.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
your job is to narrow down your absolute genius
yeah.
so I can see, you know, what you're going to be strong at.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
When you've done that, and not until you've done that,
yeah.
can you then say, and what are the services that we're going to communicate to represent my genius,
yeah.
and what are the services that we're going to communicate to represent what I'm competent at?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think the last thing I'd share with you is this before we close.
Yeah.
That, if you've got a pen there,
yeah.
the following have to align, and the struggle as the marketeer and business leader is getting the alignment.
Yeah.
This is not an easy job, but when you crack it, you'll just feel it click into place.
Yeah.
When you're wrestling with it, it'll be a real annoyance to you, and you wish I'd never given you the task to do it, okay? But unless you do this, you're going to waste months and years of your life, and you're
yeah.
going to get very frustrated and
yeah.
think, oh, blimey, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
Here's what's got to align. The client
yeah.
definition,
yeah.
the client problem,
yeah.
my genius,
yeah.
and the services that I'm offering.
Yeah.
Those 4 things have to align. There has to be, I have to be able to look down the queue and see 4 billiard balls
yeah.
all in a straight line, and I'd pocket the end one.
Right, I'm with you.
If one is off beam, if your genius does not match my problem as a client,
yeah.
then we got a problem.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fall in love with you in the way I should do.
Sure, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
follow my thinking?
I do, yeah, very much so, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I hurt badly in my own business over the years by getting this wrong until I got it right.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to do the same thing.
No. Sure.
Thinking, because I'm brilliant at this, they're going to want this because I'm brilliant at it.
Yeah.
It didn't actually match the problem.
No, indeed. Yeah, I understand.
Do you want to think that one through over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Drop me an email until the end of July and I'll respond to that before I go away.
Brilliant.
Then I'm just on another planet until the 1st of September.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That sounds great. Yeah.
Very good. Good talking to you.
Great. Have a good holiday.
Okay, take care.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.